What does it mean to be a disciple? Hi, I'm Jordan Sullivan, the minister of music here at Fraser Church in Montgomery, Alabama, and we're in a series looking at how we can be committed disciples of Jesus Christ by following His Great Commission together as a church family. Our prayer is that in this season you will find greater communion with God, greater community with your fellow disciples, and greater commitment to Jesus' Great Commission. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome to day 44 of A Disciple of Christ, a season of commitment. Today's devotion is titled, The Light of God's Word. Charles Spurgeon once wrote, "The Word is a lamp by night, a light by day, and a delight at all times." God's Word is infinitely close to our practical needs when walking a troubled path. Our text for today is from Psalm 119, verses 105 through 112. "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. I have sworn an oath and confirmed it to keep your righteous rules. I am severely afflicted. Give me life, O Lord, according to your word. Accept my freewill offerings of praise, O Lord, and teach me your rules. I hold my life in my hand continually, but I do not forget your law. The wicked have laid a snare for me, but I do not stray from your precepts. Your testimonies are my heritage forever, for they are the joy of my heart. I incline my heart to perform your statutes forever to the end." Psalm 119, verse 105, has made a profound impact on the journey of a multitude of Christians. Observe what some have gathered from this one verse of Scripture. Matthew Henry described the world as a dark place that would be uninhabitable without the light of the Word. Henry emphasized that the lamp is kept burning by the oil of the Spirit, noting that a lamp is useless to a blind man unless the Spirit first opens their eyes. John Henry Newman highlighted that the light is for the immediate path, one step enough for me, rather than revealing the entire journey at once. Thomas Manton observed that the lamp is used by night, adversity, and the light by day, prosperity, showing that God's word is essential for proper behavior in every condition of life. This is truly an incredible scripture that emphasizes the Bible's role as a practical, daily guide offering divine direction, clarity, and safety in a challenging world. It conveys that God's truth sheds light on both immediate decisions and long-term choices, guiding us on our journey ahead. God's Word is a guiding light which leads to a satisfying heritage. J. Stephen Yule shares the following insight into the verses that follow the truth of the light of God's Word. This reality leads to a renewed resolve on the psalmist's part to keep God's Word. Psalm 119:106 reads, "I have sworn and confirmed that I will keep your righteous judgments." Why does he swear an oath? Realizing he struggles with stubbornness, backwardness, and laziness, he knows he must repeatedly resolve to keep God's word. This is in no way implying that he thinks he is able to obey apart from God's help. The psalmist's resolve to obey is important because he is still struggling in the midst of trouble. Verses 107 through 110 I am severely afflicted. I hold my life in my hand continually. The wicked have laid a snare for me. Despite the onslaught, the psalmist holds firm to God's word. We need to remember that the Christian life always ends well, but it doesn't always go well. In times of difficulty, we lift up our eyes to our God, reminding ourselves that He is in control. Despite changing circumstances, His love for His people doesn't change. And this love is the most valuable thing in life. Verses 111 and 112 describe how we take God's word as our heritage. In simple terms, we esteem it to be our happiness. The taking of God's word as our heritage breeds joy in our hearts because the word tells us that God has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. That's Ephesians 1:3. He has reconciled us to Himself, poured out His Spirit on us, made us one with Christ, established us as co-heirs with Christ, and freed us from the bondage of sin and the curse of the law. He grants us free access to Himself and calls us His children. And He promises that everything will work together for our good, that nothing will separate us from His love, and that we will inherit His kingdom. That is the cause of true joy. When we take God's word as our heritage, we incline our hearts to perform His statutes. That's Psalm 119:112. What does the psalmist mean by an inclined heart? Our heart is swayed with love for God. Check out Psalm 40, verse 8. And as a result, our will is determined to attain what we resolve upon, Philippians 3:12. One of the greatest blessings of God's word is that it prepares us for what is coming by fixing our gaze on God's promises. This, in turn, cultivates in us a state of readiness. If you've ever sold a house, then you know that the real estate agent might call at any time to announce that someone is coming to see the house. And so you have to keep it in a constant state of readiness. Similarly, we must be ready. Readiness gives great hope for enduring affliction. Readiness gives great strength for combating sin. Readiness gives great resolve for overcoming worldliness. Readiness gives great zeal for serving Christ. God's word is the guiding light that assures us of our spiritual heritage in Him and keeps us ready for His coming. Some questions to consider. In what ways does God's word serve as a lamp to your feet and a light to your path, like in verse 105? And thinking of verse 111, how are God's testimonies your forever heritage? And finally, with verse 112 in mind, in what ways can you incline your heart to obey His word? Thanks for joining us. Have a great day.